This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, July 12th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. In a press release from U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer's office, Kilmer has announced the reintroduction of the Parity for Tribal Law Enforcement Act, legislation to improve hiring and increase retention for tribal law enforcement officers to better protect Native communities and help address the continuing crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The Parity for Tribal Law Enforcement Act will authorize tribal officers acting under a 638 contract, a contract which transfers the responsibility and funds for programs, functions, services, and activities from the federal government to the tribe, to be considered federal law enforcement officers and enforce federal law, provided they meet certain qualifications, including having completed certain training and background investigation requirements that are comparable to the Bureau of Indian Affairs law enforcement officers. Northwest Primetime has a fascinating story by Kelsey Lang, interpretive specialist for Fort Warden State Park, regarding a couple finding a mastodon bone on North Beach last February. About a month later, Lang was put into contact with the couple who discovered the bone. She took possession of the bone and entered in important data. Lang then contacted Park's curator of collections, Alicia Woods, and was able to get the bone in her hands. Woods has since been working to slowly dry and preserve the bone. According to Lang, it was good that the bone was kept in salt water for the month between its discovery and handover. Otherwise, it would have dried out and crumbled. The species has yet to be ascertained, but state parks personnel believe it is a spinal vertebra fragment from an extinct mammoth or mastodon. The only differences between the two mammals are size and thickness of their vertebrae. The Eastern Region archaeologist Sarah Dubois will take a closer look and measure the fragment with calipers. Lang also writes that she learned that a Columbia mammoth tooth had been discovered on Fort Warden's beach some years back. By coincidence, she received an email from the Port Townsend Marine Science Center inviting her to participate in a spring break program on fossils, and in their collection, they had a mammoth tooth. The records divulged that this was the missing tooth from North Beach. State Parks extends gratitude to all the folks who tried to do right by these two magnificent finds. Removing such specimens, however, can destroy our history. So if you find something you think might be part of an animal from the distant past, please track down park staff and email artifacts@parks.wa.gov. The email address can be found in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. Lang asks that you not post a picture of the fossil on social media. On July 6, 2023, detectives with the Olympic Peninsula Narcotics Enforcement Team, OPNET, along with detectives and deputies from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, arrested 46-year-old Port Hadlock resident Summer I. McCauley and booked her into the Jefferson County Jail on multiple felony charges, including delivery of a controlled substance, meth and fentanyl, and possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance, meth and fentanyl. A search of McCauley's residence and vehicle revealed approximately 300 suspected fentanyl pills, approximately 4 grams of suspected methamphetamine, approximately 4 grams of suspected fentanyl, and a small number of suspected psilocybin mushrooms. A loaded revolver was also located in the vicinity of the suspected controlled substances. In a Board of County Commissioners meeting on Monday, Jefferson County officials said the ban on fireworks just before the 4th of July was largely successful and discussed the possibility of a safe haven for pyrotechnics in the future. As quoted in the Peninsula Daily News, Don Svetich, Deputy Fire Chief for Quilcene Fire Rescue, said, quote, "With the exception of Protection Island, we were the only county to have no fires called in. Everyone around us got hammered," unquote. Sheriff Joe Knowles said the public was largely compliant, but fireworks could be heard throughout the county and deputies responded to multiple calls regarding fireworks. Knowles said, quote, "On the surface, I like the idea of a safe fireworks user site, somewhere over the water. It's a lot better than heading into the woods or people's backyards that may be forested," unquote. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.